Like a Norman Rockwell painting, one of the most endearing images of small-town America is the soda shop. You know the scene. The soda jerk is serving up cherry Cokes and chocolate shakes right at the fountain. In Fort Pierce, Taylor's Soda Shop was beloved for decades. David Taylor opened the business in 1938 and sold it in the 60s. His brother, Tommy, worked there when he was in high school.
You had to make the root beer and the Coca-Cola, all that. Each dispenser, you push down on it, and you could make, oh gosh, yeah, make root beer, cherry Coke, Coca-Cola. And then it had syrup that we put on the sundaes, chocolate syrup, cherry syrup. Oh, we could fix a banana split, all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, it had everything. And then they came out with the automatic Coke dispenser where you put the syrup in and it had the carbonated water, and all you did was pull the handle. But they didn't come out with that till, I think, after World War II. The reasoning behind it, they said each soda jerker would make a little different Coke. Some of them would put a little more syrup, a little less syrup. They would lose the kick with the carbonated water, you know, putting it in. Well, when you pull that handle, it come the same every time.
What else did Taylor's Soda Shop sell?
The main thing he was popular for, and it was called a Little David. I can remember when he had to go up on the price, it broke a lot of people's heart. But anyway, it was a dip of ice cream with just plain chocolate syrup over it, and it would start to melt, and people would take their spoon and mix the chocolate and the ice cream up however they wanted it, and it was a nickel. David finally figured he was losing money on it and went to 6 cents. I said 5 cents for the ice cream, and it ought to be a penny. And then they made a Big David, and a Big David was 10 cents. It was very, very popular. The big boys, you know, football players, I want a Big David.
Where was the shop?
In the arcade building. It was next to a bakery. Next to Taylor's Soda Shop was a shoe shop. I can remember we had to hammer on the wall sometimes. You know, a shoe shop, when they start hammering on the shoes, hammer back.
Oh, a shoe repair shop.
Yeah, Tommy Gore's Shoe Repair Shop.
Was Taylor's Soda Shop a place where all the young people hung out?
Oh, yes, and even doing dinner time, a lot of them went there. You got out an hour, they'd run down there, and I did myself.
You mean middle of the day?
Yes, for noon. I had math. Sometimes I got late coming back. My algebra teacher, Mrs. Miller, she didn't say a word. I'd come on in. I made good grades in math.
She knew where you'd been?
Oh, yeah, she knew. I worked the cash register, and then I got to eat, too. He had hamburgers and egg and olive sandwich, tuna fish sandwich, and chicken salad sandwich. The front was open when he first opened. It had an awning that rolled out, like old Florida. It's after World War II, and they put a front in and air conditioned it.
How much were the sandwiches?
Oh, gosh, you could eat dinner for a quarter. I think 15 cents for a sandwich, and I think a milkshake was a dime. 35 cents if you really want to splurge.
That was Tommy Taylor talking about Taylor's Soda Shop in Fort Pierce. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.